Welcome to another Get Geekish podcast. This episode brought to you by our childhood memories of trick-or-treating and what? The letter U.
And the letter U. I was wondering why you were laughing.
I'm Beano, joined by the, we'll call this studio. In office, does that count?
No, it's a studio.
Okay, yeah.
No, anymore. It's our, don't say nerd hole. We can't, you said that once.
No, my nerd hole is in the basement, thanks.
Oh, man, we're already 30 seconds into this. Anyway, yeah.
We're talking trick-or-treating. We're just a few short weeks away from Halloween. And trick-or-treating, still one of the my favorite parts of the holiday. Well, dressing up, number one, but trick-or-treating and all the candies, number two.
Well, yeah. Well,
it always has been.
Really? Dressing up wasn't number one?
Well, I liked dressing up as a kid, but it was, like I said before, I was a fat kid, and the pillowcase full of candy was a big thing for me.
See, I thought you were going to go the route of, we're just going to throw this out. We grew up in Colorado. Colorado usually snows around Halloween. I always hated as being a kid, you know, get this cool costume, and then when you go trick-or-treating, you have to wear your big winter coat, your mittens, your hat, and your scarf, and it ruins the whole costume.
Yeah, you usually get to about the age of middle school before you realize that, man, I've got to plan my Halloween costume around a winter coat.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, is about the time you start going, I don't know if I'm trick-or-treating anymore. Kids are going to make fun of me if I go trick-or-treating.
All right, let's go off on a tangent. What do you think the cutoff is for trick-or-treating?
I honestly don't think there should be a cutoff.
Correct answer.
Like, if somebody is doing bad things, that's the cutoff. If kids are doorbell ditching, knocking your decorations over, stealing your entire bowl of candy, lighting your decorations on the fire, they're tooled for trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
But I don't care if you're 44 years old. You show my door in a costume and trick-or-treat. Hey, here's some candy. Thanks for coming by. Happy Halloween.
I mean, why should the magic be taken? I think that's one huge thing that we could say about all holidays is, like, as you get an adult, for some reason, the magic is gone. And, you know,
the other pet peeve, a tangent to start with, the other pet peeve of trick-or-treating is the age isn't the problem. It's the ones that are little doo-doo heads
that take more than they should.
They take more. They say, here, have a piece, and they grab three handfuls of it. Mm-hmm. Or you see kids, and obviously you have something they like, and you see four kids that are 14-year-old coming back to your house every 10 minutes, switching each other's masks, thinking you're too dumb to realize it's the same kids again.
Yeah. So I remember my grandma used to help me, like when I got to that eighth grade age to high school, my grandma would have me help hand out candy for trick-or-treat. And I would sit there and, like, I had a Scream costume. So I would just sit there and act like I was stuffed, and kids would come up and I'd be like, ah, and scare them. But it got to the point, like, my grandma, she's like, as soon as it gets too dark, we're turning off the light, because that's when the high school kids come around. And I'm like, don't they deserve candy?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it meant more for me, but I don't know.
Well, I always get amazed, too, because growing up, it always felt like, you know, I don't know how jaded this was, but I felt like trick-or-treating started at dark. Nowadays, that's not the case.
No, and if you watch movies, too, especially in the 80s and 90s that were set around Halloween time, they started trick-or-treating in the day, which
seemed weird.
Yeah.
Like, there was a couple early birds of the little kids that would start out when it's early, but the trick-or-treating was, like, you didn't expect people until, okay, it's almost dark. Trick-or-treaters are going to be out.
Yeah, about 7. I think that's when it would usually start, about 7. Mm-hmm. Little kids would come a little bit earlier, but yeah.
And you could be kids out. There'd be kids till 8 o'clock, maybe a few stragglers till 9 or so, and it'd die off.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, at least in my neighborhood around here, those trick-or-treaters are starting at like 3:30, and it's dead by 7.
Like, nobody's home at 3:30, unless Halloween's on a weekend.
I don't know. When I come home from work on Halloween, there's kids scrambling over their trick-or-treating. Like, what are you guys doing? Like, I still go to the store and buy some candy.
Can you guys give me 30 minutes? I'm going to be right back. I don't know. It's funny to look at how things have changed. You know, of course, you know, back when we were kids, we had to wear coats and whatnot. Now it's like every other year.
Well, I feel like kids' costumes are cooler now, because even now you can just show up to Target or King Soopers or Costco, and there's Halloween costumes that are actually legitimately good-looking costumes.
Even last minute, like on the day of, you can go in there and there's still a mask. Remember the masks?
The plastic masks
that you cut yourself on?
Dug into the side of your face and smelled funny.
With that one little plastic elastic string.
That always broke.
Yep.
Like, you could not make it a block without one of those strings snapping.
And it always hurt.
Uh-huh.
You could hear it now.
And you can never reuse it. Like, even if you were trick-or-treating at two things, that's the other thing. I feel like when we were younger, it was generally there was Halloween trick-or-treating on Halloween night, and that was it. Now there's trick-or-treats the weekend, 2 weeks before, the night after, the weekend after. Like, you can get your kids 5, 10, 20 trick-or-treats if you wanted to go donate some time.
Yeah, that's because of what, like, shopping centers and whatnot have, like, the trunk-or-treat type of thing.
Oh, yeah. Every shopping center, apartment complexes, homeowner associations, schools... all these places are getting out because it's a safe place to go trick-or-treating. And my inner little fat kid's like, you know how much candy I could get if I was going out there now? Like, Mom, get the van, clear your schedule for this week. Well, I'm going to fill up this bucket.
Trick-or-treating. All right, let's go into this because we both have kids now.
Mm-hmm.
We both, you know, have gone trick-or-treating with them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge difference.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is. But there's a difference.
It's because you're not getting any candy.
No, I still get candy. Those Sour Patch Kids, they're mine. I claim all of those. But
I just started standing because I get the awkward. I don't know do I look intimidating or something like that? Because when I went trick-or-treating with my little one, even when she was 2 years old, I walked up to the door with her. And I did that for a couple of times. I'd reach out and grab a piece. And I get like the dirtiest stink eyes. Like, oh, okay, sorry. Just never mind.
See, and I was trying to think back too. Like when I was a kid trick-or-treating, I guess the parents kind of just stood on the sidewalk while you walked up, you know, to the creepy house to get candy from a stranger, which is the only time of the year it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, it is weird kind of just standing there awkwardly. And then you have, and there's nothing wrong with this, but the parents that pull the booze wagon behind them.
Yeah, there's a group of those that pull a little radio flyer wagon with a mini keg in it going around.
You know, I think that's our generation. That's the people that grew up and went, we still want to have fun trick-or-treating. We don't want to be our parents that were just stuffy like, hurry up, get your candy, let's go.
Oh, did you ever have one of those years when it was like really cold outside, you want to go trick-or-treating, so you had one of your parents drive you around to each place,
yeah,
and they were just so angry about it?
Start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. Like,
just give me one more block. It's 7:30.
Or I think at one point my parents... You know, because I grew up out in Gayleton, which is a podunk town. We never had trick-or-treaters. In fact, one time, I don't know why we didn't go trick-or-treating. Like, usually we went to my grandma's house in Eaton. But this one time, my mom and I, we didn't go trick-or-treating. We stayed inside. We watched movies like Batman Forever and everything like that. And all of a sudden, you get a knock on the door. And I was like, what? And luckily, my mom had some candy, but it was this little kid. That was the only trick-or-treater we ever had out there.
You're like, I got a couple Bic pens, and here's a calendar a realtor sent us.
It was pretty close to that. Luckily, my dad liked Three Musketeers, so he'd buy like little fun-size ones. So we gave him some of that. It was just so weird. So after that, my mom would buy candy to prepare, and never again. Never again. But, I mean, that's driving all the way out to a town that didn't even have a paved road at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So... I can only imagine, like, maybe they were new, and then they realized, oh, we got to go to Greeley or something.
Yeah, it might have been a new thing, or it might have just been a desperation moment of, like, we got to get home.
Right.
There's a house with a light. Go! Go!
Well, and that was the thing, too. Like you said, when it was too cold, did you have to do the whole, like, they'd let you out, and then they would follow you on the street, and you just had to run house to house, mm-hmm. or did you go back into the car each time?
I actually preferred when I just went down an entire block and then moved on, because mm-hmm. getting out of the car was such a hassle, especially if you had a costume with any kind of accessory on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Except for 1 year we had an old Volkswagen Vanagon, big, huge box car thing. You could just open the side door, and you could stand up two or three people wide with that door open, so you just gotta jump on like a carnival wagon.
You missed an opportunity to make that thing look like the Mystery Machine.
Not a Volkswagen bus, a Vanagon.
Oh! I didn't hear the Vanagon part.
Yeah, the bus's older and nerdier cousin. It took all of the charm and gave you some extra space.
Oh man.
Okay, so the other thing about growing up. Of course, the Halloween myths. We already talked about this, the fact that all those candy myths of how many times you got yelled at and screamed at for, there's poison in your candy, there's razor blades in your Starburst, all these kind of things that never actually happened anywhere.
Yeah, why? I mean, that was huge in the 90s.
I think it's the exact same way we said before, because all the generations grew up, though, you can't take strangers from candy from strangers. And I think people still can't wrap their heads around that. Of as a parent, I'm sure you probably feel the same thing, too. Like, oh, they don't have to check the candy. And you stop, and your brain just goes, wait a second, they just have a sack full of candy from all the random strangers in this skeezy neighborhood. Yeah, let me look through those.
Yeah, and I think that's another thing is, like, as kids, we're not jaded to the world. When you become adults, you get jaded because you realize people can do some messed up things. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, maybe they did put ecstasy in here. I don't know. Let's check this.
And then you see some of the ones where you get the off brands or the generic brands. You're like, I've never heard of Gustum Moists. Let's throw those in the trash.
Please tell me that's not a real name of a candy.
Honestly, those words are the first thing that came to mind. So
Gustum's Moists. That's just, ugh.
When we went to Boston last year for the Geek Bowl trivia challenge, we were walking down there and we were on the subway riding over to the whatever place it was in Boston. And this Russian lady was giving Annabelle, my daughter, a 5-year-old at the time was in Boston, giving her Russian candy on the subway in Boston. And she was very polite, and I was very thankful that she showed it. I'm like, you're not eating those.
Did you try it?
No, I wanted to. Beth wouldn't let me.
Isn't she on your life insurance?
But it was, because that was when you look at it, and it was actually candy from Russia. You couldn't even read anything about it. You're like, she seemed like a nice little lady, but maybe this isn't a good idea.
Sometimes it's the best kind, though. I mean,
I know you find some great candy from other places that you never would have tried otherwise. But
that's funny. But that's not even hollow. Look, that's what makes it, I think, a little bit weirder. A little babushka giving a 5-year-old some candy.
Yeah. People love giving her free stuff all the time, and it really it's adorable, but it's sometimes almost strange.
So what was your holy grail that you got when you were a kid?
Oh, holy grail was the full-size candy bars, hands down.
Of anything?
Because it was all about quantity.
Not quality?
And it had to be a name. Like, if you got a full-size, like, regular Hershey bar, then nobody cares about regular.
What if somebody gave you a full-size bit of honey?
Do they make bit of honey and bigger than...
I think they do. I mean...
I actually really like bit of honey.
That would shatter all your teeth, but...
Yeah, I cash in because I think one of our traditions as children was when we got to go out together, as soon as you came back, you lay it out and kind of play the trades game to get the things you wanted. And I really liked some of the things. I don't even know what they were called, but they were tubular and they were orange. And it was the candy, it was almost like the inside of a Butterfinger bar, but in a little cylinder form wrapped in clear plastic with like red hash marks on it or something. Like a Chicka stick or...
Oh, yeah.
Something. And everybody hated them, and I love those things, so I could like...
Are you the person that likes the circus peanuts too?
I did not like circus peanuts.
All right, well, no. I guess you got that going for you.
Circus peanuts and candy corn. Why do people give out candy corn?
If you give out candy corn, if you give out bit of honey, if you give out the... Chicka sticks. I think that is what it's called.
It might be. I'll do some research here.
Something like that. Those aren't good candies. Those are like, I know people are like, how dare you? Candy corn is sacred. No, it's not. Candy corn is not good candy. It's the same with those little stupid pumpkins that are candy corn-esque. They're not.
Yeah, they're like fun Halloween things that show up on top of a cupcake at a school party, not something you show up in your trick or treat bag. Yeah.
I mean, that's the stuff that you tried to pawn off on, like, your friends who didn't know better, and then they quickly learned not to do that.
Mm. And yes, they are called Chick-O sticks.
Yeah, Chick-O sticks. Chick-O sticks.
Small, individually wrapped candies, peanut-flavored candy sprinkled with coconut. There was coconut on there? That's why I liked it so dang much. I gotta find some of those.
See, my favorite, which they don't make anymore, was Black Cows, and that was basically like a sugar daddy dipped in chocolate. And it was amazing. Now there's a different kind of a black cow now that's not the same. There's also cow tails, which don't taste the same.
Mm-hmm.
But those black cows, those were delicious. But, I mean, so the day after Halloween, did you take your candy to school or did your parents hide it from you?
I hid my own.
Oh.
But I wanted to make it last because I had a system. I had a big plastic tub that I'd take my Halloween candy and I'd dump it all in there. So I'd take it little bits at a time. But if it was under the bed, I wouldn't see, because if I set a bowl of candy in my room, it would have lasted like 3 days. So making myself work to get it made it last for a while, and you'd forget about it, and you're like a couple weeks later, oh, heck yeah, I got a Hershey bar in here.
Your mom's like, clean your room. You clean, what? Skittles.
You make it, you know, ride that holiday out. You got to make that candy last until the Christmas candy comes.
Did you ever?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On the years when you really banked it, because especially the later elementary school years, when you had the legs to actually go through a lot of streets, there was one year I'm pretty sure I filled up two pillowcases full of candy.
Well, then I think it got to the point like that. Those were choice years, was like your late elementary school, early middle school. Because then once you started hitting puberty and your voice cracked, they're like, oh, here's a circus peanut, you know? Like,
well, I get amazed because the first time we took mine out trick-or-treating, I think she was probably two the first time we took her out. And I was like, all right, here we go, here we go. We got through three houses. And can we go home now? Like, what? That's it?
Daddy needs his candy.
And the strangest thing is she'll probably hate me telling this story someday. but when she was three or four, we took her trick-or-treating. And what do you normally do when you trick-or-treat at a house? You walk up, knock or ring the doorbell, say trick-or-treat. They give you candy, say thank you on your merry way.
Mm-hmm.
She'd walk up there with us, say, oh, hi, how's it going? And you look up, can I see your house? What? And honest to God, five different people in our neighborhood just said, sure, come in, and then showed us around their living room.
What? Are you serious?
And almost every house, like, can I see my, no, we don't need to see any, but just take some candy and say thank you. But the house looks neat. I'm like, oh, jeez. I wish I had a mask.
Well, then that just makes it creepier. You have a mask and you go into somebody's house.
My kid wants to see your bathroom.
Did your parents take a candy tax?
No.
No?
No, my parents were not big into candy. My dad would always steal a couple things. If he found some black licorice or some good and plenty, he'd snack some out of there.
Black licorice? That's another candy that nobody should hand out, is black licorice.
Black licorice is amazing.
Ugh.
As long as it's individually wrapped by itself. If you're one of those people that hands out those Jelly Belly bags that have black ones mixed into them, you are the devil. I don't know why any jelly bean manufacturer does anything like that. There's flavors that go great together. There's flavors delicious. But black licorice, cinnamon, buttered popcorn, they do not belong with those other delicious fruity flavors.
The fruity flavors. You're like, strawberry kiwi.
Nobody wants.
Uh-oh.
Thinking about it, I'm going to die. Nobody wants peach, blueberry, black licorice. It's no.
That sounds horrible. I think my dad would take like the Three Musketeers and the Twix, everything. I'm not a huge chocolate fan. I know a lot of people get on me about that. Like, you don't like chocolate. I'm more of a sour candy type of person. So I'd always try to keep the sour ones. I didn't usually make it last like you. Because I took it to school and tried to trade it. And, I mean, granted, people at school loved it because I'd bring like full size chocolate bars that I'm not a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd get, you know, like the Sweet Tarts and the Mambas and all that good stuff, but you definitely take a candy tax from your little one, don't you?
I wouldn't call it a tax so much as maybe like a tariff. You got a cost of doing business.
Right.
There was actually a great article I read this week of something on Simple Most or something like that about the fact that kids judging your house for the Halloween candy you give out, which reading it, pretty sure is on point. Because they go through this whole list of candies. There's the trusty providers. You get the name brand snack size bags, the Crunch Bar, the Baby Ruth, the Skittles, the little snack bags. Pretty much every store has it. It's not the cheapest one, the generic one, but it's the name brand little bags mini candy. It's mm-hmm. Like, oh, it's great. Then you have the old timers. You get the Bit of Honeys, the Werther's, and those little peanut buttery black and orange paper wrapped candies. I don't know what the heck those things are.
Like the little taffy
thing. Yeah, you'd always end up with hundreds of them, and no, I don't think I ever saw anybody actually eat them.
Mm-mm.
And then there's the cheapskates. If you got the cheap gargantuan bag at any box store that was like, hey, look, it's $4.99 for 96 pounds of candy, and it's full of Dum Dums, stale gum, Smarties, and Tootsie Rolls, then you're going to get your house egged, probably.
So the flavor Tootsie Rolls are delicious. Like the lime.
No, those are good. The regular little Tootsie Rolls.
They're still good. They're still good.
Yeah, but if that's what you're handing out, if you've got a gallon bucket of mini Tootsie Rolls, you're a letdown.
Did you ever get money?
Some pennies once in a while.
I think a couple times I got like a 50-cent piece from my grandma's neighbor because she knew us.
I did. We would have a dentist in our neighborhood, which everyone made fun of. I'm like, sweet. I get some floss and a travel toothbrush. Awesome. Cool.
Well, he's looking at it as like, you know, that's job security.
Well, yeah.
Boxes of raisins? No. Mm-mm. No. I don't care if you're trying to be healthy. You're trying to be healthy. Don't give out anything. Don't give out boxes of raisins.
How did your parents feel about like the homemade stuff, like candied apples, caramel apples, and popcorn balls?
They were not a big fan of them.
Yeah, I never ate one. Those always got tossed in the trash right away. Mm-hmm. So if you are ever a person, I don't know who it was, but if you're ever a person that gave me a homemade item, I'm sorry. I didn't enjoy it because it was thrown in the trash immediately.
Yeah.
Because again, like,
A for effort. Some of them look delicious. Oh, but the other part too, you're handing out kids like candy apples. Where am I going to put this?
Especially since they just hand it to you and it's not in a wrapper. They don't put the saran wrap or anything on it. You're like, just carry it around. And that's, I think my parents immediately just saw the caramel and was like, not in our car. And went, just tossed it.
And then this one also talks about the psychopath, the people that give out the candy corn, the peppermints, the, what were those things called? The Kerr's, the little wafer things.
The peppermints. Are you talking like actual red and white peppermints? Are you talking like the after dinner?
Yeah, like the ones that restaurants give out for free. Yeah. And then the little strawberry wrapped ones, which I actually liked those ones. Yeah, as long as they were the ones that had the goop in the middle.
Yeah, I love those. Mm. We had a whole discussion about that.
Yeah. And so those are the ones that, you know, according to this particular website survey, that's how the kids judge your houses. And thinking back to the time as a kid, I judged too. I didn't judge the people inside, but you judged the house for, are we going to go back or do we need to come here next year? Or
did you ever remember which houses had the good stuff?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, the full-size candy bars and the dentist and anything that stood out as abnormal, you knew from the get-go, like, we need to go there first.
So since you remembered it and you went back the next year, were you ever disappointed that they didn't have a repeat performance?
Yeah, I was. And I was also really upset when there'd be times that some people would, you know, have the stash of full-size candy bars for the kids they know. So you'd talk to your friend, be across, oh, dude, you got to go over there. They're giving out full-size Snicker bars. You come hustling over there. You walk up. You're like, dum-dums. What the hell?
I think every house had like the good. Okay, so little tangent real quick. When I helped my grandma hand out candy, I would always keep the good stuff for me. I don't know how you feel about Dots. But
I like Dots.
I liked them too, except for when they had the black ones in there. Because again, that was
all black.
Yep,
good. The black mixed in.
No, yeah, the black dots that were like you had a lime, and then you think it's a grape, and you're like, but yeah, Dots were delicious. But I'd always keep those and like some of the good stuff for me, and give, you know, that was part of the. I was like, if I'm not going trick or treating, I'm getting something.
I found out the other kryptonite that I'd always get in a Halloween bag somewhere. And I don't know if I've ever actually seen them in stores. Are the Necco candy wafers.
Oh, Necco wafers.
You like those things?
Yes, I do.
You really have a problem.
Necco wafer. Dude, give me a wax bottle and a Necco wafer over a Hershey's bar any day.
I'll take a wax bottle, but Necco wafers are pretty much like freeze-dried Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, no, man. They were delicious. The chocolate ones are good.
Chocolate? They had chocolate?
Yeah, there's chocolate-flavored ones. I used to get those all the time from the store. They were like 25 cents for a roll of
all
them.
All I got was
like
that horrid rainbow assortment of
that's not
chalk.
That horrid. That's delicious.
We'll have to agree to disagree on this one. All right. Well, so trick-or-treating, you know what? We're going to go back to what we started with here. It's just all about having a good time.
It is.
Don't get all upset about somebody. If you don't want to participate, just shut your front light off, go in the basement, watch a movie, and don't be a
Grinch.
Bah, humbug-o-ween. I don't know, something like that. But just let people enjoy the holiday. If kids come that are 16, 18, 20 years old, I'll give them some candy. I don't care. But just try.
Now, I will
say. You actually have to have a costume. If you show up in a white t-shirt and say, I'm a gangsta. No.
Yeah, and I will have to say, too, if you're 16, 20, 30, whatever age, and you're going to go trick-or-treating, be respectful.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing that, like, I think my grandma helped some high school kids that were just kind of rude, and then that ruined it for everybody else. Mm-hmm.
Because then every person that even looks remotely overage, the whole night, you're like watching them with the stink, and like, ah, you rock.
I think that actually happened.
Spray on my lawn.
I think one of my friends came into the door, and my grandma's like, don't help him. I'm like, Grandma, he's the same age as me. Well, he doesn't look it.
Nana, settle down.
Anyway.
It's Gigish. Thanks for listening. As always, thanks to Ames for playing us back on Wednesdays. And be sure to follow us on the social medias at GetGeekish.
Yeah.
It's Beano and Derek signing off saying almost happy Halloween.
Almost. And feel free to let us know what your favorite candy is.
Yeah. Or send us some candy.
Nothing homemade. My mom will throw it out.